Apocalypse check. Bizarre weather strikes all over the United States.
Temperatures topped out at 88 degrees, the hottest ever for a Chicago marathon.
It is the first good dose of snow in the Sierra.
The ongoing drought is bringing the first warnings for most of Maryland to start conserving water.
There's been record-breaking heat in North Carolina, Indiana, Ohio, and Illinois. There's a drought in the southeast and summer-like temps in the Midwest and Northeast. Oh, yeah, and it also snowed out west. The biggest headline does come from Chicago, though, where organizers cut short the 30th annual Chicago Marathon 4 hours after it began as temperatures approached 90 degrees.
At least 49 runners were taken to hospitals. Another 250 were treated at the site. One runner, 35-year-old Chad Scheiber of Midland, Michigan, he collapsed during the race, was later pronounced dead.
There was another heat-related running death yesterday in Arlington, Virginia. An unidentified runner died during the Army tent Miller collapsing near the finish near the Pentagon.
Meanwhile, a historic drought continues to grip much of the southeast in Alabama, Tennessee, North Carolina, and Florida. This year, they have had less rain than any time on record since 1894.
A total ban on outdoor watering has been in effect across parts of Georgia for more than a week. Okay, hold on to your hats. In Lynchburg, Tennessee, the Jack Daniel's distillery has warned it may have to reduce or suspend production.
How are we supposed to do Monday morning shows?
Because the spring, which relies on the water, is so low. And my well is dry, for the record, because of the drought. I just have to tell you, I dealt with that all weekend.
Well, in the Sierra Nevadas, they are not lacking for water, at least in the frozen form. They've got snow. An early snowfall of 4 to 8 inches on the border of California and Nevada has ski resorts and skiers shushing in their minds.
Here in New York, it was well into the 80s yesterday. It'll be in the 80s again today. And up the street, about 5 blocks up at Rockefeller Center on Saturday, the ice skating rink opened. And yes, people were skating in shorts.
That is today's BPP Big Story. Now let's get over to the news with our own Rachel Martin.